This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا إنك سميع مجيب الدعاء. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشع ونفس لا تشبع ودعاء لا يسمع. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. الحمد لله رب العالمين. We're going to start with the details of Surah Yusuf. And the way you read Surah Yusuf is you divided it. So you have the first part, which is up to Ayah 18 today, where he is young with his father, the brothers plot, and they throw him in the well. So that's the first part of his life. The second part is when they picked him up from the well, and then he went and lived with the ruler, if you want to use the word. And then he got tested. So I went to every part of his life, he's tested. So first, he's a 12-year-old. Some says he was 17. More commonly, he was 12 or even younger. When they decided they don't want him anymore. Then he, so this is 18 verses. Then you go, and then you're going to go, as think of it as if you are seeing, or you're reading a book, or you're seeing, and may Allah forgive me, a movie, but I want you to think of it this way, because there's a reason I'm getting into this detail. It's in the beginning of the surah. Then he goes and lives in the Aziz house, and now, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, now he has a good home, and they're taking good care of him, and the test comes in, where now she fell in love with him. Then because she fell in love with him, and he's a man who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he ended up in the jail. So that's the third part of his life. Now in the jail, we don't know how long he stayed. And then he was tested because he was innocent. He told them that he gave himself an opportunity. Allah gave him opportunity to get relieved. No, he stayed. Then, and there is always in Surah Yusuf, either a dream or a shirt. Remember that. There's always a dream or a shirt that changes the scenarios. Either the dream makes him better, or the dream, yani, move his life to a better option, or put his life down. So now you get a dream, and now he moved from the jail, now go back again to the authority and power. And that's a test. What was Sayyidina Yusuf's biggest test? The biggest. All of us will fail. Raise your hand. When he became the ruler with all the power and they all came in, how many of us will say shaitan came between you and me? And let's move on. His biggest test. If you read the story, there's many big ones, but to me the biggest one is this, because that's the nafs, that's us. So let's start from the beginning, and today we're going to cover him as a child with his father, jealousy, and then he end up in the well. So if you look up and you have it in there, is alif lam ra, tilka ayatul kitab al mubin. Alif lam ra is three letters, alif, lam, and ra. We covered it in details when we covered al-ankabut. Letters, we don't know why Allah put them. Most probably, there's so many meanings, more than 18 commentary on this. Most commonly, they say it's a challenge. Allah sent it to the Arabs at that time, because they were very eloquent. And he said, fine, this is a three letters, bring something similar to it. Now what I want you to pay attention and the difference between the chapters. So look at the next one. Tilka ayatul kitab al-mubin. Alhamdulillah, you have it translated, right? These are the verses of the clear book. Those of you who know the Quran, well, Allah sometimes say al-kitab al-hakim, the wise book. Al-kitab al-mubin. Why? It's always questions. When you read the Quran, you're not questioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a'udhu billah. You're saying to yourself, what are you teaching me, Allah? Why this one, Al-Mubin? If you go to Surah Yunus, two surahs before, same beginning. Alif Lam Ra, Tilka Ayatul Kitabil Hakim. So same. That one, Yunus, is Al-Hakim, the wise. This one is Al-Mubin. Why? فين الحفاظ هنا? Who has anyone memorized the Quran here? Why? Yes. Why? Haya Zamzam. Allahu A'lam wa Rasuluh. Allahu A'lam, not Rasuluh. You don't say this at this time. So Mubin, and actually I looked it up because it really interested me. You know why? Because the story is very clear. They said it's the only story in the Quran that it is so clear and starts, middle, end, and it all in one chapter. All the other stories of the Quran, if you take the story of Sayyidina Ibrahim, you have in one surah his talk with his father. Another chapter in the Quran, his talk with his people. Another chapter is about his son. Another, every chapter, there is part of his life, except Sayyidina Yusuf. From A to Z, as we say. So Kitabul Mubin. Mubin, what is Mubin? Clear, explaining, very obvious. So the story is completely clear and obvious. By the way, once you learn this also, if you are, bi-idhnillah, you start memorizing the Quran, you will never forget this. But what do I learn for me? Everything we are learning is, so what does it mean when Allah says, tilka ayatul kitab al-mubin? What does it mean for me, living in 2023, in Irvine, or wherever I am living? Okay, I'm going to stop asking you. I'm just going to teach today. Okay, alhamdulillah. The Quran is clear, easy to understand. If I am not understanding it, what is the problem? Me. I didn't put, you can sit here. There's, if you're okay sitting on the floor, please come on it. I need to do better. I need to learn better. I need to ask. And then it becomes very clear. And I've said this before, if you remember, the Quran literally is like you are, either you want to look at it two ways. Either you're going up and the end is where you're going to know very well, or if you are going deep, I like the deeper in the ocean or in the sea. So when you read Alif Lam Ra, tilka ayatul kitab al-mubin, or this is the signs of the clear book or the verses of the clear book, you're just seeing the ocean, just seeing the water. And as you go deeper and deeper, so always ask Allah to teach you. And the teaching is not only classes. Sometimes you just read that, it's like, oh, subhanAllah, that's easy to understand. So for me, how I live this verse, when I don't understand the Quran, I say it's clear. The issue is me. When I say I don't understand why Allah said this in the Quran, I'm going to say because I don't know how to read the Quran. I'm not going to question the clarity of the Quran. Maybe some words I need to understand, but it's never, I don't know what I am reading. Shouldn't be. And this is, by the way, to the Arab speaking and the non-Arab speaking. Don't you think the Arab speaking know it very well? Because the language of the Quran is very sophisticated, and one word can have so many meanings. So which meaning Allah is using here? So let's go to the next one. This next one, Allah talking to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. There's not a start of Yusuf yet. Inna, we, Allah, anzalnahu, send it down, Quran, and he called it Quran, Arabiyan, la'allakum ta'qilun. How many people in this room speaks Arabic? Fluently. Are you those people who understand? That's what the verse said. That's what the verse said. It's very clear. Inna Allah anzalnahu, send it down, Quran. He didn't even call it kitab. Quran, so obvious it's Quran, right? Quran, Arabian in Arabic language. Why, ya Allah? Why? So I put it on the shelf, and then when someone die, I bring it down? Or it's in Ramadan, my companion in Ramadan, or then the day of Eid, the Quran goes back to where it is, or I put it back again, or put it down again, right? You're laughing because it's true. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. You turn it around. This is sometimes how I look at the verse. Turn around, start from the end. If you are a person of understanding, then the Quran is for you. Then Allah is sending it to you specifically because He knows you will get benefit of it. So I am going to pull or pick up the Quran and it says, Ya Allah, I do this dua all the time to myself when I don't understand something. I said, Ya Allah, fahimni kama fahamta Sulaiman. Because Allah said it in the Quran, فَفَهَمْنَاهَا سُلَيْمَانَ. We made it easy to understand for Sulaiman. And I said, Ya Allah, make it easy for me. When you pick up the Quran, pick it up. with the niyyah, yes, reward, do all these things, but the main thing is it's going to change me. And if I don't understand it, it will never change me. What changed the Sahaba? Two things, the Quran and the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And we both have it, but we are not. So, inna anzalnahu Qur'anan Arabiya. Why Arabiya? Where this was revealed? Surah Yusuf in Mecca. And in the middle of the challenges, his wife died, may Allah be pleased with her, his uncle died, and they absolutely start fierce attack against him because now he lost his main support. And Allah says, this is Arabic to those of you who speaks Arabic in Mecca, do you understand? Because the surah, the story of Sayyidina Yusuf is a solace to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. You're not the only one who's tested. You're not the only one people made fun of. You're not the only one who you're going to go through ups and downs in life. You are not the only one who will, once something is not going to happen. But you may be the only one who will be like Sayyidina Yusuf and forgive people. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. Now comes in here, talking to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah, this yani, language of the Quran sometimes blow your mind. Because there he said, inna we, nahnu we. But it's a complete two different. Why? Did you get my point? When you read the Quran, you really have to say nahnu wa inna. It's both in a plural related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there is a subtle nahnu naqussu alayka. It is more private, exactly. It's more closer. Like I'm gonna tell you a story. Versus I said, I'm telling you a story. What is the difference? More private, more close. So it's this verse is to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. We gonna tell you a story, and let me read you here. The best stories that through our revelation, or we're gonna literally read teaches you the best story. And in kunta min qablihi la min al-ghafilin. Before that story of Sayyidina Yusuf, you were heedless. Meaning, you didn't know that you're not the only one. Remember, this is again in the middle of the test. This surah, anybody going through tough test, which we all now going through, you need to read this surah. So before we send you the story of Yusuf, you didn't know. And also general, if you say, because أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ هَذَا الْكِتَابِ, we have revealed to you this book, and before the Qur'an you were heedless. Turn it to you and me. If you read the Qur'an from one Ramadan to the other Ramadan, the last word applies to you and me. غَافِلِين, heedless. What is a heedless? The person who?
Misguided.
Doesn't pay attention, right? Obvious things, doesn't see. Oh, I didn't pay attention. Oh, I didn't see that. Oh, I didn't know that. Why? Heedless. Without the Quran, look at the Quran, the other one. You look at the Quran, it's the torch. It's the torch that's going to take you through this life. You know what sometimes I say, especially if I'm walking out or in a busy place and I see a lot of non-Muslims, honestly, I say, how are they coping with the tests of life? If I don't have this guide, this light from Allah, how can I live, continue to live with all the tests that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in front of us? So he's telling the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, literally, don't worry. I'm going to tell you a best story. You know when you tell somebody, you see someone not in a good mood, he says, come, let's talk. And then you say, and then you start saying whatever, and you know whatever you're saying, it's going to make them feel better. That's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying it to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. What does that teach you? Who was he alayhi salatu wasalam in the sight of Allah? That he sent a chapter to him and tell him, I am telling you this story. You before the Quran, you were heedless, but after you read this, you will change. And every time you're heedless, you're feeling down, I don't know what to do. What is the decision? Pick up the Quran. Even if you're not understanding fully, pick it. Pick it up. It will change you. It will change you. One of the problems we have, Muslims, is we are not giving the Quran due right. Imagine if we are every single day what we are in Ramadan with the Quran. Meaning every month you finish a khatma of the Quran. It's not going to be, I have no idea what Allah is saying to me. Yeah, telling him. Now, his name comes in. إِذْ قَالَ يُوسُفُ لِأَبِيهِ It's a conversation between a father and a son. قَالَ يُوسُفُ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِي إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَ عَشَرَ كَوْكَبًا وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ لِسَاجِدِينَ I want to read something. I just look at, before I come to this. Imam Ibn Kathir said the following about the Quran and Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. It's beautiful. I put in my book, Beauty. I always put notes when I read. Right? I said, Jameel. I put it in Arabic. He said, هذا أنزل فلهذا أنزل أشرف الكتاب أشرف الكتب. I will translate, but just for those of you who know Arabic to enjoy. فلهذا أنزل أشرف الكتب بأشرف اللغات على أشرف الرسل بسفارة أشرف الملائكة وكان ذلك في أشرف بقاع الله وابتدئ إنزاله في أشرف شهور السنة فكمل من كل الوجوه. He said the book, now he's talking about the Quran. He said the Quran was sent as the best or the most honorable book, the most honorable language. Those of you who don't want to learn Arabic, especially if your parents are Arab, it's the most honorable language. It's the language of Jannah, in case you don't know. It's not because my parents speak Arabic. No, it's because it's the language of Jannah. So it was sent by the most honorable language on the most honorable prophets, guided by or delivered by the most honorable angel. And it was sent in the most honorable piece of this earth, which is Mecca. And started, or the revelation started in the most honorable month. Which month? Ramadan. How honorable is this book? Look at it this way. Again, example, practical. I went to high school and named the best high school. And I went to college, best college. And then I went to postgraduate, best postgraduate program. And then I got hired by the best company. And then I got married to best whatever. And people will look and says, wow. And this is a human being. Now imagine the words of Allah, the Quran. Again, when we read the Quran, change the way you look at the Quran. Change my relationship and your relationship with the Quran. Let's get ready for Ramadan, way before Ramadan. So when Ramadan comes in, I'm ready. Let's go. I'm going to this year escalate. This year I'm going to go up and high. So Yusuf said, you know this ayah, right? He said to his father, I saw the following dream. إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَ عَشَرَ كَوْكَبًا وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ رَأَيْتُهُمْ لِي سَاجِدِينَ Now there's a beautiful thing about, and I'm going to read from this, it's very nice here. He says, the beginning of the surah, it really catch up your attention. Imagine, everyone in this room knows Surah Yusuf and the story, unfortunately, so you do. Imagine this is the first time ever I'm reading this too. I have no idea. Why it starts with a dream? And what is this 11 stars and sun and the moon? So they said it starts absolutely with an interesting start. What do you say? So what? So he saw a dream. Who cares? Right? Number one. Number two here, in here, what catches your eyes when you read the English one? It's قَالَ يُوسُفُ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِي إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ What catches your eyes? The relationship between Yusuf and his father. He ran to tell to his father a new thing in his life. What is the relationship of your children with you? What do they do these days? They go and text their friend. Hey, bro. Right? That's what they say. But hey, sis. But look at the relationship. Yusuf, he didn't go to his brothers. Isn't it interesting? Why? 12 years old. And some scholars said he was even younger. Ran to his father, right? And he said exactly the truth. And then they talk about Sayyidina Yaqub, who, what is the lineage of Sayyidina Yusuf? What a lineage. There's four names. So like you say, they say Sarah Muhammad Abdul Qadir something, right? So his name is the following. Look at the name. It's like, which one? So he's Yusuf. His father is Yaqub, Jacob. And his grandfather is Ishaq, right? And his great-grandfather. Whoa. MashaAllah, exactly. MashaAllah is not even, right? So why I'm saying this, because it's in the next verse you're going to see it. What his father said to him right away is what? There is a lot of lessons. But here, when do you know this is a vision? That's very common. Oh, I saw a dream. Okay, come on in. Let's bismillah. Right? The dream, if it comes to a prophet or prophets, this is true. This is one of the signs of nubuwwah. This is one of the signs of prophethood, is the dream becomes 100% true. And that's what the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, when Sayyidah Aisha narrated the hadith, that the first thing starts happening to him, before he reached the age 40 and Quran was revealed to him, he starts seeing dreams and it happens exactly. And what about us? They say the righteous person, not everybody, the righteous person, a sign of a righteous person, they see good dreams and it happens exactly the way they saw it. And the sign that this dream is a vision, is not a dream, is the timing. Usually they say it's at the last 1/3 or 1/6 of the night before Fajr. So not every dream you say, oh, okay, that's it, I'm a righteous person, well, alhamdulillah, what's going to happen? Let's work on our Fajr first, right? Before we say, I saw a dream. But there are people, yes, absolutely. Now here, he is not a prophet yet. He's 12 years old. But his father is a prophet. So the next one, what did his father right away say? Ya Bunay. Now, what does Ya Bunay mean? What does Ya Bunay mean? It's not my son. My dear son. Like, for example, when I say Sarah, for example, right? And I say my lovely Sarah. What is the difference? Which one I love more? Lovely Sarah. So he says, Ya Bunay. In the Arabic language, when you make the name Yusaghar, and you make it a little bit shorter, it's a sign of love, right? So Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, I love this story. There was a young boy in Medina, and his bird died, right? And he starts crying. So he came to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Before he came, the people said, his bird died. So he looked at him and says, Ya Umair, ما فعل النغير. Nughair is the name of his bird, right? He was talking to him in his language, Umair. So whenever you make it smaller, like as if he's a younger boy, that's a sign of love. So he said, Ya Bunay. He didn't say my son, he said, Ya Bunay. Now comes the wisdom of the father. And this is for all the youth here. When your parents say something, especially when that thing is reasonable, don't brush it. The suffering of Sayyidina Yusuf is because he brushed the advice of his father. He told them the dream. They didn't tell us in the story. But why did they plot against him? So he said, Ya Bunay, la takhsus ru'yaka ala ikhwatika. Don't say what you saw. Don't tell them your dream. They will plot against you. And then he didn't say they are bad. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. Shaytan is a real clear enemy. In general for all of us, whenever you have a ni'mah, don't brag about it. Don't brag about it. Allah loves to see the ni'mah on us. Right? Allah يحب أن تظهر ni'mah. He loves to see us showing his ni'mah, but without bragging. Don't keep, and this is for the parents, keep constantly praising your children. And you know why is that? You're going to get upset with me, but I'm going to say it. Because when you praise your children, in fact, you're praising yourself. They are my children. Do you praise the children of your friend or your niece and nephew the same way you praise your children? Yeah, you didn't raise them up. So be very careful. Don't incite jealousy of people for you. You don't have to, and this is actually a huge problem in social media. Huge problem with social media is doing, because a lot of the time is not true. Yani, they only see the bright picture in our life. It is not, right? But we just keep posting. I always say when people, you know, I recently was somewhere and it's like, oh, don't eat, let's take a picture. I was like, why? And they all looked at me. I said, honestly, teach me why. They looked at me. I said, there's people hungry in this world. Why do I have to take a picture of the whole dinner and then tell everybody that's what I ate? Why? Did you see the point? It's becoming the norm. That's why I'm telling you all, because sometimes we keep doing things without knowing why we are doing it. Everybody else is doing it. And again, this is not haram, unless there is other things. But in general, why you're doing it? لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك. Don't need to talk about everything Allah gave you. If Allah wanted people to know, wallahi, He will make it happen. Everybody will know. فَيَكِيدُ لَكَ كَيْدًا. Be careful. Jealousy is a usual normal feeling inside us. We are not angels. It comes. And some of us can control and contain, and some of us cannot. لَا تَقْصُصْ رُؤْيَاكَ عَلَىٰ إِخْوَتِكَ. They will plot against you. Well, he did. And this is what happens. And then he was telling him why Allah... Now, Sayyidina Yaqub here predicted that Sayyidina Yusuf will be a prophet. Because that's what this... وَكَذَلِكَ يَشْتَبِيكَ رَبُّكَ. And because of the dream you have seen, Sayyidina Yaqub understood the dream. He said, see, Allah will choose you. وَيُعَلِّمُكَ مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَدِيثِ. And he will teach you knowledge. And ta'wil al-ahadith is also the interpretation of dreams, because the interpretation of the dream saved him and changed his life, right? And then he will continue the blessings of your forefathers. And he says, وَيُتِمُّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكَ. And he will continue and fulfill the blessings upon you and all the family of Yaqub, as he did it for your two fathers, Ibrahim and Ishaq. Very interesting thing here. When I read it, I was like, I have to share it with them. Normally, when you say your name, so you're going to say, let's say, Fatima, Bintu Muhammad, right? Bintu Abdul Muttalib, right? You go this way. So usually you go from the closest. When he told him here, as he have fulfilled the blessings on the people of Yaqub and your two fathers, he started with Ibrahim first, and then he went to Ishaq. Are you all with me? Why?
The father of the prophets.
Out of honoring Sayyidina Ibrahim. He's the higher. What do I teach? Honor people according to who they are. Not how much they have. Or what did they do to you. Or not. But rather who they are with the sight of Allah. Yani huwa Ishaq is a Nabi. Right? Or Ibrahim. But Ibrahim versus Ishaq. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put for you even the sequence. The sequence of the words in the Quran is not just because. It's hikmah, wisdom in everything. Inna rabbaka alimun hakim. Pay attention. Alimun hakim. All knowing, all wise is going to come again and again and again. And scholar says it's in Surah Yusuf that Allah put knowledge before wisdom. Why? Normally, it's Hakimun Alim. Most of the time, it's Hakimun Alim. But in Surah Yusuf specifically, because of the Allah knows what is going to happen. And all the, literally, it's a tragedy. If you read this book, you say, what is this? When is this boy ever going to see the light? From one tragedy to the other, one test to the other. Allah knows and Allah wise. Now the brothers. Wallah, every time I read this, I'm going to pass 7, Hadi. I can't believe it. Obviously, they come and says, hey guys, إذ قالوا ليوسف وأخوه أحب إلينا من أبينا ونحن عصبة إن أبانا لفي ضلال مبين. They came all together, right? They're nine, because the younger son is not with them. They were much older. Sayyidina Yusuf and his younger brother is from a different mother. Those all from another. So they all got together. Those were the adult, the working, and they all together. And they said, jealousy. Our father loves Yusuf more. And our younger brother. وَأَخُوهُ. Look at the word. Our father loves Yusuf and his brother. Yani as they are not their brothers. Look at the hidden jealousy, right? And we are a group. And we are the strong. And when you read the commentary, and we work, and there are two kids playing, our father is again clear, mubin, the same word. Our father is going astray, hidden. He's not going to change. We have to do something. So when you are, this feeling comes into us, all of us, anger and jealousy. And something in you is going to say, wait, and just see what I'm going to do to you. Be careful. Be careful. Don't take the brothers as the example. Take Sayyidina Yusuf as the example. And they plot. When you read this, you say, this plotting is a plotting of Iblis. These are brothers, teaches you. When jealousy comes in the heart, it blinds people. They are not only hurting their brother, who they are hurting? The father. He became blind at the end, as you all know. And they said, you know what? We can't live. And the meaning of it, we can't do this anymore. One of the also messages, now to the parents, don't treat your children differently. They say Sayyidina Yaqub loved him more. He loved the two younger ones. He was older. So you know how it is. He loved the younger. And you can imagine Sayyidina Yusuf was very pretty. Allah knows what he was doing as a young. And the father fell in love with him. But don't show it in front of the others. Because jealousy comes in. Applies to you wives in front of your mother-in-law. We're human. We love to possess. My husband, my son, my mother, This, you don't know what happens in the people's hearts. And maybe it's not going to come right away. This is right away. You don't know what will happen. Look to the extent of the jealousy. Read the next one. Look at the next one. This is brothers. أُقَتُلُوا يُوسُفُ. Kill him. Don't say they will not do it. They will do it. Don't say, no, she didn't mean it. You don't know. Be careful. قتلوا يوسف أو اطرحوه أرضا. Two options. One is worse than the other. Kill him or put him in the well. Now when you justify the disobedience of Allah. Why? يخلو لكم وجه أبيكم. It's a figure of speech in Arabic that your father will not be busy from you anymore with the kids. And you're going to be righteous afterward. Meaning, go and do whatever you want to do. Kill him, right? Or throw him out and then repent to Allah and you'll be fine. What does that remind you? Today I'm not going to pray. Today I'm going to go and see the movie. Tomorrow I will do this. And Allah will forgive me. We justify the disobedience of Allah. Don't justify the disobedience of Allah. And you will be قَوْمًا صَالِحِينَ. This is very clear. Yani, the verses is very clear. You don't really have to go deep in it. It's just reflect on the words and say to yourself, okay, I'm going to ask you a question. Let's see, you are more truthful than the youth or the youth more truthful than you? One of those groups on Thursday, they are so truthful. How many of you have been jealous in her life? The camera is on me, though, so don't worry. Really? What angels are in this room? You've never been jealous in your life? Oh. Never been jealous? Huh? All the time. Jealousy, in the Arabic language, there is two words for it. One is positive and one is negative. You know that? So one is al-hasad and one is al-ghibta. Hasad is this one, the negative one. When you say, why she's prettier than me? She shouldn't be. I should be prettier. Meaning, you want to take, if you can, take the beauty from her and give it to yourself. That's negative. That's what they did. Al-ghibta, I look at you and I say, Ya Allah, she's so beautiful. Please make me as beautiful as her. That's absolutely fine. That's absolutely fine. So now when you said yes, which one was it? Don't answer me. I don't want to know. But never ever allow this feeling to live in your heart, because it will end up with real serious actions. When it comes, how do you push it out? You're going to go and text your friend, or you're going to go and post on social media, you don't know what they did to me. How do you push away this jealousy feeling inside you? Okay, making dua for them. First of all, let's make dua for ourselves. Yes. The jealousy feeling is inside you. You're not worried. You're not the person who you're worried people are jealous from you. You have the jealousy. You have this feeling inside you. You don't want to see her, he or him, her or him. Or you want to revenge. Or you want to take this whatever they have. How do you push it away? You seek always refuge from shaitan. Yes. I would not teach it this way, because I can get jealous from my coworker. Nothing to do with religion. Jealousy has nothing to do with religion. The only religion related to religion is al-ghibta. When I see somebody memorize the Quran, Ya Allah, please make me like you make it. But I'm talking about the negative jealousy. It's not only about religion. Yani, you have never been jealous from a Muslim? Yeah, exactly. How do you push jealousy away from your heart? Number one, remember Allah is just. So if he gave her or him something and didn't give it to me, because Allah is just. Because I don't own things, Allah gives it to me. So if he made her beautiful, again, this is how I perceive, and I don't perceive myself as beautiful. I don't say she doesn't deserve to be beautiful. I say, Ya Allah, you are the wise, you are the just. There's justice in this. And move on. And don't keep harboring this feeling, because you will act on it. And this is what happens. So the older brother was the little bit better among them, and who also said the same thing at the end of the story. He said, don't kill him. Allah made him speak. So who saved Yusuf? Of course Allah. But Allah saves you through means. That's what you need to learn. And not necessarily Allah is going to go and get him out of the well or get him from his brothers. But he sent means for you. For example, how many times you were very near to have a car accident? How were you saved? Allah saved you, but how? You were about to go out and then you forgot something, you went back to get it, and by the time you went out, the accident is already out. Right? So Allah sent things for us to change our life, and we need to pay attention. That's why you make dua. Ya Allah, please protect me. How? I don't know. He will. So here, Allah saved his life by the older brother. He said, don't kill him. Don't kill him. Let's give you a better idea. Throw him in the well. Have you seen a well? Do you remember last year, the boy in Morocco, the one who got stuck and died at the end? Right? That's the well. Have you seen a well before? You haven't seen a well before? You need to go to Africa. I did. I was in Zimbabwe. The woman was showing me her house. House? There's no house. There's one room. And then me coming from America. And where is the water? There was no faucets in that house. At all. And I was like, so I said, where is the water? She said, oh, let me come and show you. Honestly. So we go, this is the kitchen. I remember very, very well. Then maybe four or five steps. And then she removed, it's exactly earth like that. I mean, there's a ground. She removed the cover and she said, look, so scary. It is, because it's dark and deep and narrow. And she said, this is what I do. And she put the bucket, literally like you see in movies. Yeah, yeah. This is not like 10 years ago, 20 years ago. This is less than 4 years ago. She put it lower, smiling, get it out. The bucket is this. She says, yeah, I do 10 this time. I do maybe 2 or 3 times a day. So when you look at the, it's scary, it's dark, it's deep. And this one was actually a little bit dry. That's why he survived. It wasn't full of water. It was full of snakes, scorpions. And he is 12 years of age. Ya Allah, how many of you got stuck in an elevator? Ya Rabbi, how scary is that? And the electricity went off. So who those brothers were that they had the heart to do this to their own blood and let alone to their father. And they didn't know he would be saved. Just get him out. Don't you ever, that's why I'm going to keep saying this, because what are we taking from this first page? Don't you allow the feeling of jealousy to live in your heart, because you will end up doing things you can never believe you will do it. Because people become, literally become blind. They see, but they don't see. أَفَلَا يُبْصِرُونَ Don't you see? Then they come, and the plot is amazing. Ya Abati, look at the next one. They say, قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا They knew their father don't trust them. Why don't you? Why don't you? مَا لَكَ لَا تَأْمَنَّ عَلَى يُوسُفَ Why don't you trust us with Yusuf? We love him. We wish him all well. Lying. That comes with jealousy. I'm not going to ask you the question I asked the youth. I can't. Okay? But they were so honest. They were so honest. I don't think anybody was here. Okay. Alhamdulillah. Lying, whenever you have, I have, we have, ill feeling, it generates more ill feelings and more ill actions. We love him, we wish him well. Clear lie. That's what they told their father. Send him with us tomorrow. أرسله معنا غدا tomorrow. يرتع ويلعب. Look at the words. You know what's يرتع? Eats. Child, I'm going to give him candy and chocolate. And then we'll let him play. وَإِنَّ لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ And we're going to take good care of him. One principle in life. This is not from the surah. This is life lessons. If somebody lies once, they will always lie. So be careful. Be careful. That doesn't mean you're going to tell them you're a liar. But be careful. And this is exactly how it is. The father knew. I didn't find why the father let him go. I didn't find the reason. The only thing I can think is Allah wants to test us, test him and teaches us. Because he said, yani he knew, أَخَافُ أَن يَأْكُلَهُ الذِّئْبُ I'm worried that the wolf, coyote in this place, will eat him. Scholars tells you, don't you say something, the person in front of you will use it against you. They gave the father the way to get rid of Yusuf, the excuse. He said, I'm worried. You're going to go and play, and then the wolf will eat him. You need to feel it. That's why I'm going into these details. You need to feel or imagine the scenario, the sayings, the discussion. Have you done this before? That's the first question I ask myself. Have I twisted the words? And it is not true. And this is not my intention to get something. Even that something is halal. I'm not talking about throwing a brother in the well. Have you? To reach to what you want, you twist truth. That's not pleasing to Allah. He didn't praise them here. Number one. Number two, be careful what you say. People can take it against you. And be careful who's your enemies and who's your, not. There's a lot of lessons from Surah Yusuf. But this is here. And then the beauty, if you are, and I am, connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, he's a prophet, but there's people who are righteous. When they took him, فَلَمَّا أَجْمَعُوا هَذِي next one, he, the father says, I'm so sad, you're going to take him, and the wolf will eat him. He said, no, we'll be very, we'll take care of him very well. If the wolf will eat him, and we are a group, we are losers, they are lying in daylight. Daylight. Don't you ever lie. Don't you ever lie, young and old. Don't tell me you're coming and you're not coming. Don't tell me I am 5 minutes and you are 30 minutes. Don't tell me I'm stuck in traffic and you didn't, you're not late because you're stuck in traffic because you left late. Don't. Doesn't worth it. So what? I left late. So what? I'm arriving late. Please forgive me. What is this going to cost? Right? I asked the youth, why do you lie? Lovely the answer was. Love it. I start laughing because we will be in big trouble. One of this was the youngest one. I said, what is a big trouble? She said, she's going to be upset with me. And I said, what did you do? I'm not going to tell you. Don't lie. Doesn't befit a believer. It's a weak hadith. The scholar says it's probably very weak when he said, لا يكذب المؤمن. The believer doesn't lie. And what is the worst thing? Unless your life is in danger, that's a different story. You're saving your life, you need to lie. But why do we lie? You know, how much you bought your house? Number one, the question is wrong. But if somebody, tell them the number. Why do you make it more or less? Why? I cooked it, you didn't. Right? I mean, you know what? It's becoming very norm. It becomes the norm of our life is lying. And it is not an Islamic character. So one of the things here in this whole page, all the negative characters that Allah does not want us to have, ill feeling, plotting, lying in the daylight. What I want to share with you is this one. La hiya haya. Yeah. When they khalas decided, and they were, look at this one. They were putting him in the well. Allah inspired him to hear this. And he said, "You will one day you will tell them." 12 years old. If you are, if I am, if we are, real righteous people, real, not claimers, real righteous people, where Allah is number one in my life and yours, literally I guarantee you that Allah will never let you down. Whatever people do to you, Allah will defend you. Could be 40 years like Sayyidina Yusuf. It took him 40 years. It could be right away. But have this faith that correct your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reach to the point where you're close to Allah. Then leave it. Don't take it in your hand. The last four verses, because subhanAllah, we had only 10 minutes left, is the shirt, the first time the shirt. Shirt comes in this chapter three times, right? One time, the reason he was in misery. The second time is the reason he was in jail. Now the third time is where his father starts seeing. So now, and this is what I want to share with you. Let's see, before I say it, let's see if you're going to get it. So they come back to their father, lying at the night. So they took him in the morning, spent all day playing in the park, right? They throw him in the well in the morning. They came in the night. وَجَاءُوا أَبَاهُمْ عَشَاءً يَبْكُونَ Crying, daddy, crying, sobbing. What happened? We left, go for racing, left Yusuf, you all know this, left Yusuf, and the well, and the wolf ate him. When you read this, I'm going to read it in English, and let's see if you're going to tell me what is, I say this, all the students of Year of Knowledge knows that. I say highlight or underline in the verse, couple of things that it has the message of the verse. طيب. So Allah, they cried, our father, we went racing and left Joseph, with our belongings. And the wolf devoured him or ate him or attacked him. But you will not believe us, no matter how truthful we are. What is two things in this verse for you? Anyone, raise your hand. Bismillah, tawakkal Allah. One word. Yeah, do you know that? Huh? In it, there is words Allah used. وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُؤْمِنٍ لَنَا. You will not believe us. They are telling we're liars. You don't say to somebody, you will not believe me, right? If you are sure, right? You don't want to believe me, it's your choice. That's a different story. But you're going to say, you'll not believe me, even if I am truthful. They know their father know what they did. We have a saying in Arabic, I don't know in the Egyptian slang, but in where I was raised up, they say the rope of lying is very short. وَحَبْلِ الْكِذِبْ قَصِيرٌ, meaning you'll be exposed very quickly. I have witnessed this. Yani, witnessed it. I remember this verse actually. I was in labor and delivery, and somebody came in, and they were telling me something. Yani, it's a very clear lie. I was like, really? But I didn't say anything. 2 seconds. She was telling me this, and in me, I said, this is a clear lie. 2 seconds later, a third person comes in. She was there. Told me the story. Completely exposed her. Not necessarily, not intentionally, without getting into the details. My point, never lie. Because at the end you will be called liar. عليكم بالصدق. There's a hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Take honesty as your character. وإن الصدق يهدي إلى البر. When you are truthful, it will take you to good character. والبر يهدي إلى الجنة. And good character and excellence takes you to Jannah. If I'm remembering the exact word he said, وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَالْكَذِبْ رَبِّي لَكَ الْحَمْدِ. Beware, be careful of lying. وَالْكَذِبْ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ وَلَا يَزَالِ الْمَرْءِ يَكْذِبْ حَتَّى يُقَالَ عَنْهُ كَذَّابًا. He continues, she continues to lie, till, oh, don't believe anything she says. She lies all the time. We don't want this. And lying will lead to fujur, absolutely doing things out of the norm, and it will lead to the hellfire. So they told their father, we're lying. Now the next one, there is a clear proof they were lying. They came, they brought the shirt, they said they killed an animal, they brought his shirt, they threw him in the well without his shirt. Ya Allah, what cruelty is this? So they brought his shirt, 12 years old, shirt. They killed an animal, brought the blood of the animal, put it on the shirt, and they brought it to their father. Where is the biggest lie in this? And they exposed themselves. The shirt was not ripped off. Yani, if you lie, at least lie properly. Right? And the scholar says the father knew it right away. And even there is a beautiful saying here. Oh, he said, what an amazing animal. The father said to them, what is a sweet animal. He left the shirt intact. How did you get the point? So what I learned, when I lie, Allah will make me say something or do something to expose me. The last one that I'm going to need, and we need it this time. He said, سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا. You're lying. You plotted something. The next words, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. Beautiful patient. How many people, they lose their child, the most beloved, the moment they give them the news. This is, they gave him the news. And he said, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. And not only your son died, he knew they killed him. And his other children plotted against this child. And the trauma is two, if not three. Sabrun jameel. What is a sabrun jameel? Beautiful sabr. Excellent patience. What is that? What's the sign you have sabrun jameel? Yani you don't cry? You don't feel anything? Oh, he died. Oh, okay. Is that sabrun jameel? What is sabrun jameel? You do not complain, but to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu al-musta'anu ala ma tasifun. His faith. What you learn in Surah Yusuf is the faith of the father. Immediately, the word Allah comes. And he did not make dua against them. He said, Allah will help me. Allah will help me to go through what you are telling me. He didn't say, how dare you do this? Wait and see what I'm going to do to you. You can tell the father, and that's the son. That's the son, because that's the father. Wallahu al-musta'anu ala ma tasifun. Take home message. We're going to stop here because next week is going to be saved from the well and now going to the next test, the first test that none of us in this room went through. No one put me in a well and no one took me out of my house, let alone bombarded my house. You're seeing it every single day, day and night. How many of us would have said, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. They've seen it again and again and again. Subhanallah. Yani literally books will be written. It's not about what happened to the people of Gaza. It's how they reacted. Because this is something you can't fake it. This is not something you can, you know, one day and people are coming and I'm going to act. So number one, take home message. Everyone will be tested. Young and old prophet, human beings, you will be tested. How will this test take me to Jannah? Or this test will take me out of Jannah? What was the test of the brothers, Sayyidina Yusuf? And what was the test of Sayyidina Yusuf, his brothers? He passed, they didn't pass. Even if you are the best person in the world, you will be tested and people will hurt you. Inshallah, we are not going to hurt people. Sabrun jameel. Ask Allah to give it to us. Ya Allah, I always ask Allah, Ya Sabur, Sabrni. You are the one who owns patience. It's one of the names of Allah, Sabur. Give me patience. Make me be patient in a beautiful way that pleases you. And we all know the story, Taban. But again, every time we're going to say, always when you go through a difficult time, as we say in this country, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. It's always there. But when will I see it? I have no idea. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us learn the Quran, live the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us 1% of what he gave Sayyidina Yusuf, not the tests, because we'll not be able to take it. But the way he acted with the test. Ya Rabbi Ameen, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk, sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa ashabi tasliman kathira. See you next week, bi-idhnillah, jazakumullah khair. Almost an hour, subhanallah, may Allah forgive me. Jazakumullah khair.